ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी। श्री सिद्ध ऊचुः यो नो गतिं योगसिद्धां असाधुर् अहाशिद योग तपो बलेना नाना दर्पम तम नखै विददारा तस्मै दुभ्यं प्रणताः स्म नृसिंहा। श्री सिद्ध ऊचुः यो नो गतिं योग सिद्धामसाधु अहाशीद् योग तपो बलेन नानादर्पन्दं नखै विददारा तस्मै दुभ्यं प्रणताः स्मो नृसिंहा। श्री सिद्ध ऊचुः यो नो गतिं योग सिद्धामसाधु अहाशीद् योग तपो बलेन नानादर्पन्दं नखै विददारा तस्मै दुभ्यं प्रणता स्मो नृसिंहा। श्री सिद्ध ऊचुः यो नो गतिं योग सिद्धामसाधु अहाशीद् योग तपो बलेन नानादर्पन्दं नखै विददारा तस्मै दुभ्यं प्रणताः स्मो नृसिंहा। श्री सिद्ध ऊचुः आहाशीद् योग तपो बलेन नानादर्पन्दं नखै विददारा तस्मै दुभ्यं प्रणता स्मो नृसिंहा। श्री सिद्ध ऊचुः योगोन्नतनाम साधु നാനാദർപ്പന്തം നഖേ വിദദാര തസ്മൈ ദുഭ്യം പ്രണതാസ്മോ നൃസിംഹ. ശ്രീ സിദ്ധ ഊചു യോനോ ഗതിം യോഗ സിദ്ധാമസാധു ആഹാശിയോഗ തപോ ബലേന നാനാദർപ്പന്തം നഖൈ വിദദാര തസ്മൈ ദുഭ്യം പ്രണതാസ്മോ നൃസിംഹ. ശ്രീ സിദ്ധ ഊചു യോനോ ഗതിം യോഗ സിദ്ധാമസാധു ആഹാശി യോഗ തപോ ബലേന നാനാദർപ്പന്തം നഖൈ വിദദാര തസ്മൈ ദുഭ്യം പ്രണതാസ്മോ നൃസിംഹ. ശ്രീ സിദ്ധ ഊചു യോഗ സിദ്ധാമസാധു ആശി യോഗ തപോ ബലേന നാനാദർബന്ധം നഖൈ വിദദാര തസ്മൈ ദുഭ്യം പ്രണതാസ്മോ നൃസിംഹ. മദജീസ് ശ്രീ സിദ്ധ ഊചു. The inhabitants of Sithaloka said, Yaha, the person who, Naha, our, Gadim, perfection, Yoga Siddham, achieved by mystic yoga, Asaduhu, most uncivilized and dishonest, Ahashita, stole away, Yoga of mysticism, Tapaha and austerities, Balena by the power, Nana Darpam, proud due to wealth, opulence and strength, Tam, him, Nakhai, by the nails, vidadara, pierced, tasmai, unto him, tubhyam, unto you, pranadaha, bowed down, sma, we are, narsimha, O Lord Narsimhadeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. The inhabitants of Siddhaloka prayed, O Lord Narsimhadeva, because we belong to Siddhaloka, we automatically achieve perfection in all eight kinds of mystic power. Yet Hiranyakashipu was so dishonest that by the strength of his power and austerity, he took away our powers. Thus he became very proud of his mystic strength. Now, because this rogue has been killed by your nails, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly repeat translation with me. The inhabitants of Sithaloka prayed, O Lord Narsimhadeva, because we belong to Sithaloka, we automatically achieve perfection in all eight kinds of mystic power. Yet Hiranyakashipu was so dishonest that by the strength of his power and austerity, he took away our powers. Thus he became very proud of his mystic strength. Now, because this rogue has been killed by your nails, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. On earth there are many yogis who can exhibit some feeble mystic power by manufacturing pieces of gold like magic. But the inhabitants of the planet Siddhaloka are actually extremely powerful in mysticism. They can fly from one planet to another without airplanes. This is called Lekhima Siddhi. They can actually become very light and fly in the sky. By a severe type of austerity, however, Hiranyakashipu excelled all the inhabitants of Siddhaloka and created disturbances for them. The residents of Siddhaloka were also beaten by the powers of Hiranyakashipu. Now that Hiranyakashipu had been killed by the Lord, in the inhabitants of Siddhaloka also felt relieved. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkripadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayadam Churado Bangor, Mama Mandama Degadi, Masarvasovadam Bojo, Radha Madana Moganu. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devagni Nandanaya cha Nandagopagumaraya Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaga Pankajamalini Namaga Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We are at the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. The seventh kanto is known as Prahala Charitam. This is very important actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. As I said earlier also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this same Prahlada Charitam 108 times from Gadadhara Pandit. Dhruva Charitam and Prahlada Charitam, he wanted to hear it. Mahaprabhu, he used to go to Gadadhara Pandit to hear. Gadadhara Pandit was very good sighted of Srimad Bhagavatam. He used to tell him that, okay, today I want to hear. So that means, Bhagavan himself is showing that actually there are so many things which gives us the direction actually in this material world. So today's verse actually is a prayer. We were hearing actually the katha, how Narasimha Deva appeared from the pillar. Yesterday also Maharaj said explain, and he killed actually the Hiranyakashipu. He took that fearful form and he killed with this nakha, the nails, that was his weapon actually to kill. So I was just thinking actually very very important, out of all avatars Narasimhadeva's appearance is very, very important, even for our Vaishnavas. It's gone. Prabhupada has introduced to pray to Narasimhadeva. Because Narasimhadeva appeared actually in that particular form for his devotee. Not only Prahlad Maharaj, even for Hiranyakashipu also, even for Brahmaji also. So it is not for only Prahlad Maharaj. All these are devotees. We know that Hiranyakashipu, even though he was there as a daman, originally he was a associate of the Lord. Okay. So for him, he doesn't want that anybody should else should kill him. He came and he himself has put him on the lap, just like a mother is putting child in the lap with a love and affection. Even though he is very angry because of his nature, because of his behavior. And Brahmaji has given a benediction for Hiranyakashipu to keep up the word. Actually, you know, he will not be killed inside, outside, above the sky or on earth. Not with weapon, no human being, no demigod. So, that is his devotee. Brahmaji is the devotee. So, for him also, he has to take up that particular form. So, that is why for demonic people, it is horrible. You know. But for devotees, it is lovable. We are glorifying. We are not afraid. Also, Prahlad Maharaj, he was always meditating with all the devotees. Nobody is having the faith like Prahlad. Smaranam, he was continuously, irrespective of all problems, he was always remembering actually Narayana, Krishna. And he knew that something is going to happen, definitely. So for him also, the Lord has appeared. And we know that actually everybody, we are going to learn actually the importance of this one is Prahlada Stuti, praised by Lord Prahlad Maharaj, which is going to come. Every sloka is so valuable actually for us. So powerful. Made actually the Lord, even though in that particular form, he became very mild and he blessed the devotee. And he was not afraid. Brahmaji was afraid, Shiva was afraid, his own wife was afraid, everybody was afraid, but he himself went, prostrated in front of him. And he hugged him, blessed, put his hand on him. So that is why it is very important, any type of devotee, whatever it may be the mood, the Lord appeared in that particular form. He has not appeared actually as Shamsundara and killed actually the... So we have to understand actually the Lord, even he want to take care of a devotee, if he want to perform something, he takes appropriate form. He took sugara form, kurma form. No, necessary that the Lord has to become a kurma, you know. So all this, it is very important for us to understand actually. We have to surrender. We have to surrender to that particular form. Prabhupada has mentioned actually in the many purpose of this particular chapter, the great devotees of the Lord, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he went to South India, he visited almost all the Narasimha temple in South India, especially in Andhra Pradesh. And he chanted and danced in front of Narasimha Deva. And he made everybody to chant and dance. And he glorified. He has only actually glorified Narasimha Deva with the Pranam Mandira, Ugram Viram Mahavishnu, Yalandam Sarvodonmukham, Narasimham Bhishanam Vadram, Mrityuvar Mrityu Namaham. Mahaprabhu was keep on singing this in front of Narasimha Deva. So, Prabhupada said, actually, many acharyas, I will go through some of the prayers. It is mentioned that all the acharyas and great devotees are praying to Narasimha Deva to kill the material desires and unwanted thoughts in the mind. Just like Hiranyakashipu. There are so many vanchas are there. We are struggling in this material world because of the vancha, because of the desire. Unwanted desire. As it is mentioned by Siddhas, because they are born actually appeared in Siddha Loga, automatically they are getting actually the mischief power. Anybody is born there because of their past karma, they went to the Siddha Loga, they get the mystic power. Similarly, in this material world, because we have come to this material world, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, we think that this is good, that is good, that is good, but basically, nothing is good here actually. Otherwise, the Lord should not have told actually Uddhava, when I am not here even one chana neram, that is even one second you don't remain here, go to Badrikasram and come back. Not at all a good place for you. That is a verdict of the Lord. So devotees of the Lord or the practitioners should understand actually all the troubles we have or we are not able to advance in our spiritual life by giving up the unwanted desire, unwanted things and go close to Krishna, the lotus feet of the Lord to get love and bhakti. Bhagavan Chaitanya Bhagavata Prabhupada said that if you pray to Narasimhadeva, he can kill actually. That particular form of the Lord, we are chanting Hare Krishna and praying. So Bhagavan will direct actually, what is troubling you? Okay, go to my, that particular form, you glorify him, please him, he will kill. He will kill that vancha. So this is actually the subject matter actually we should discuss actually. What is troubling us actually? Everybody is telling that, how are you Prabhu? Somehow we are surviving. That word is used very frequently, right? Surviving. That means not very happy. Correct? We are not very happy with our sadhana, we are not very happy with our advancement. We are not very happy with actually the symptoms of the bhakti is not displaying on us. So we have to pray to, this is very important thing which I notice actually in purport of Srila Prabhupada. You surrender to Narasimhadeva. You pray, cry and pray to Narasimhadeva. Tava kara kamala vare nakha adbhuta sringa dalita hiranya kashipu tanu pringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. Pray to Narasimhadeva, cry and pray into Narasimhadeva. Just like sometimes I'm thinking actually you put your nails, taken out the intestine and opened the heart of Hiranyakashipu. My dear Lord, please open my heart. There is some dirt in my heart actually, which is giving me the problem, which is giving me all bad thinking and bad doing and everything. With your nails, you please take out that. If you remove that, then I become free actually. I can become your devotee very nicely. Just like, you know, suppose some nail or some stone or something has gone in the inside of the body, it becomes septic. When you go to the doctor, what he will say, that there is something inside. If you take out that, then you become, the pain is gone, finished. So there is some, because of our past karma or present karma or whatever may be association, some dirty things are gone in our heart. That is only developing and creating the problem. So that is to be taken out by the Lord, nobody else can take out. They cannot take it out. Or if we are keep on maneuvering it or putting water, it grows and grows and grows. Only the Supreme Lord and the association of the Vaishnavas can only take out that. So Siddha Loga, they are praying actually, they were troubled by Hiranyakashipu. Just like when we are born in this material world, actually the womb of the mother, the Prajandu Vacha Jandu is praying that, my dear Lord, if I go out, I will not pray to anyone else other than you.
I am suffering in the womb of the mother because of my past karma. 100 janma, what is done? It is given given to the child. Child can remember all the sins. What you did. But somehow when we come here, where we are come? We are come to Murtiloga. Dukhale Mashasum. We are born here. Somebody is waiting to catch the jiva. Who? Who is waiting? Maya is waiting, correct? She is in charge, superintendent. Engage all the activities of the jiva into three gunas. That is her job. Engage them. But somehow or other, somebody become a Vaishnava, Krishna Bhakta, strong. That is why Bhagavan is Devi Yesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mameve Prabhadyande Maya Medan Tarandide. You always remember Devi Yesha Gunamai Mama. After doing something, you will say that Maya is very difficult, Prabhu. It's catching me. But the other verses, Maya Medan Tarandide. Mameve Prabhadyande Maya Medan Tarandide. Pray unto me, come to my shelter. Become my devotee. Then Maya will not attack you. This is a secret actually of our progress, progressive path in our devotional life. And Prabhupada said actually, after realizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is our protector, He is waiting for us. Bhagavan Himself is giving a certificate for them. Vasudeva Sarvamidhi Sa Mahatma Sudralabhaga. He is calling. Bhagavan Himself is calling the devotee who understood Vasudeva is Mahatma. Hey, you are all Mahatma. Sudralava, it is very difficult to get it. Unless until somebody comes to that Mahatma's association, we'll keep on actually struggling hard. There is no other shortcut for this. So, Prabhupada said that the intelligent people will enter into devotional service, pure loving devotional service, 24 hours in a day. All activities will be coordinated in such a way that whatever I am doing, it should be a devotional service. Pleasing Krishna, Pajadam Priti Purvagam. That secret I was thinking this morning. You go to any other sampradaya, any other Vaishnava school. Systematically it is not explained, it is not propagated. Or practically it is being made by Isi Bhaktivedanta Self, Srila Prabhupada. We need not do any investigation or we should not do any research work on it. The tested formula is given in front of us. And those who are taking seriously, they are successful actually. So these people, you know, demonic people can take away your actually directive, just like bad association will remove actually the devotees from the devotional path. Because of the Maya's association. Association is very, very important. Even Chananera, you know, just like where we say that for a devotee association, definitely the Mayavadis or the Karmis association, even for small time, that will take away us from our path, path of bhakti. So that is the nature that these people, even Siddhas, they were proud actually, even because of the austerity and penances he took it. He was demonic people are ready to do any type of penance and to become famous. So many asuras also, they did lot of penance, and you know, he did, Hiranyakashipu did. He was skinny. There was nothing left on his body. That much penance and he took it to become famous. I don't want somebody should kill me, he told Brahmaji. Brahmaji refused, no. Then he indirectly said, okay, I should not be killed. Demonic nature. So all the people, we can see a series of prayers. Yeah, there are so many people who were troubled by this one person. Sometimes we can see in our devotional path also, we are being troubled actually. That is actually the demonic nature of the people. That is their job. Just create problem actually. Disturb them. But to some extent, Bhagavan will initially help them. Okay, you do it, but how much you want to do it? Finally, when he comes to top, yesterday we were hearing actually, you know, 101 times, 100 times, Shishupala abused actually the Lord. But he became very cool. Okay, keep on doing it. But when actually he became angry, he became angry 101 times, you know, when his devotee Sahadeva became very much concerned about it. Hey, he is keep on actually. He said, I must do something. He got up. Then it is troubled his devotee, then he took action. That is the nature of our Lord Krishna. So our duty is actually, whenever we get time, actually enter into the devotional service, this prayers. Why so many prayers are given in Srimad Bhagavatam actually? This is giving us the pleasing Krishna. By pleasing Krishna, our bhakti will increase, love for him is increased. And we can open our heart and cry in front of the Lord by doing the prayers only. From first canto onwards, all beautiful prayers are there. That is why it is introduced. That is Vyasadeva particularly mentioned actually, okay. They prayed. Now they are glorifying Narasimhadeva. My dear Lord, you are saved us today. Is it not your mercy? We could not do anything. Sometimes we cannot do anything. You know. Advaita Acharya came and he is a Mahavishnu. He tried actually to propagate Krishna consciousness and save the people of Kali Yuga. But he himself surrendered. He said, no, I cannot do this. Nobody is going to listen to me. My dear Lord, you please come in such a form that people get attracted and they will. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So, Narasimhadeva's prayers are very, very important actually. I was just going through, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, not only in the seventh canto, in chapter first canto onwards, Narasimhadeva is being glorified and prayers are done. In first canto, chapter 318, it is mentioned, Sudha Goswami is actually giving the schedule of incarnation. He tells, Chadurdasham Narasimham Vipra Daitrenda Mujidam Dadara Karajai Urau Eregam Kadakru Yatha. In the 14th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Narasimha and bifurcated a strong body of the Aedes Hiranyakashipu with his nails, just as a carpenter pierces cane. So it's a prayer actually, as Narasimhadeva is glorified. Then the residence of Jambudipa, it is also on the it is also prayed. The prayer, very nice prayer is done. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jatejase Jir Avirbhava Vajranaga Vajranamsa Karma Shayan Vaya Jandhyadamo Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Puishta Om Kratum. So very nice prayers are given by the personality of God had assumed. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimhadeva, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demonic desire for fruitive activity in the material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy, we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in the material world. This is what I told. They are struggling in this material world. They are praying to the Narasimhadeva. You can only save us actually from this struggle. Everything can go smoothly. Indra is praying actually. Indra Deva in the Narayana Kavacha. He is praying to Narasimhadeva. Dukeshavatyali Mukhadishu Prabhu Payan Narasimho Surayuda Parei Vimunjado Yasya Mahatagasam Attagasam Disho Vinedu Napada Chagraha. My dear Narasimhadeva, who appeared as the enemy of Hiranyakashipu, Protect me in all directions, even Lord Indra is telling. So our protection actually is given by Narasimhadeva, that particular form. His loud laughing vibrated in all directions and caused the pregnant voice of Asuras to have miscarriages. May that Lord be kind to protect me in difficult places like the forest and battlefront. So the devotees, they realize actually, in 7th Kanda also, Prahlad Maharaj is praying actually. Very nice, beautiful prayers are there which you are going to see later on. So all shows that Bhagavatam is completely, there are so many places. Glorification of Narasimhadeva is given. That many glorification prayers are not given to any other incarnations. So it is very, this is a clue for us. And, you know, I was reading, there is one Ahobalam. Ahobalam, everybody must have gone to Ahobalam, correct? Nava Narasimha temple. So very beautiful self-manifested deities, 9 forms of the Lord. For different mood he is actually sitting. Very nice to go and have darshan. It is for the material world people only. Still he is available there. Even Lord Narasimhadeva appeared there. When the pillars are there, pillars are broken, we can go to the top of the hill. And from there still the blood was there on the hand of Narasimhadeva. It is mixed with the Papamochini river and it is falling down actually. Those who are gone, you can see. There is a Rekta Kunda. Red color water is still dropping out. From that pond only, the Papamochini river is actually starting. So that Rekta Kunda, I thought actually this Rekta is blood maybe, you know, that nobody will be touching or something like that. When I took it, Prabhu, I drank it, it is so tasty. Again I wanted to drink actually. So still that pastime took place and still that place is there to for us to have, you know, our steel framed heart to believe actually. Yes, it has happened. Narasimhadeva is there. All 9 forms of the Narasimhadeva. He appeared actually in front of even Hanumanji wanted to have darshan of Narasimhadeva. He appeared in front of, there is a particular form actually where Narasimhadeva for the Lord. So I was reading in the Harivamsa Purana, it is mentioned Lord Ramachandra visited Ahobalam. Supreme Personality of Godhead. He visited Ahobalam and he did a prayer, 5 prayers. And these prayers quoted from 47th chapter narrating the story of Lord Ramachandra visiting the deity of Ahobalam, Narasimha. So, this is called Panchamrita glorification, Panchamrita Stuti, Panchamrita Stuti, nectar actually. Just, I will just read actually this prayers by hearing itself. Who did it? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramachandra himself. Just like Mahaprabhu also visited Ahobalam. He also glorified. So, Ahobalam Narasimham Gatva Rama Pratapavan Namaskrutya Sri Narasimham Ashtoshi Kamalapadim. The glorious Rama once visited Ahobala, where he was the deity of Narasimha, Lord Narasimha. He himself was in the form Narasimha. He offered his obeisances to Lord Kamalapati, husband of Goddess of Fortune, and prayed as follows. Govinda Keshava Janardana Vasudeva Vishvesha Vishva Madhusudana Vishwarupa Sri Padmanabha Purushottama Pushkarcha Narayana Chu Narasimho Namo Namaste. O Govinda Keshava Janardana Vasudeva Vishvesha Vishva Madhusudana Vishwarupa Sri Padmanabha Purushottama Pushkarcha Narayana Achyuta, O Lord Narasimha, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Further, Lord Rama is praying. Deva Samastha Kalugobi Mukhyaga Gandharva Vidyadara Kinnarascha Yatpada Moolam Sadatam Namandi தம் நரசிம்மம் சரணம் கதோஸ்மி.
I have taken shelter of Lord Narasimha under whose lotus feet demigods, prominent yogis, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas and Kinnaras are constantly offering their obeisances unto you.
Vedan samastan khalu shastragarbhan vidyambalam kirtidani cha lashmim yasya prasada purushalabande தம் நாரசிம்மம் சரணம் கதோஸ்மி.
I have taken shelter of Lord Narasimha by whose mercy people receive all the Vedas, the essence of the scriptures, knowledge, strength, reputation and wealth. Even if somebody want all these things, go to Narasimha Deva.
Brahma Shivastvam Purushottamascha Narayanoso Marudam Padischa Chandarka Vyaknati Marudganascha Tvamevadam Dvam Sadadam Nadosmi.
You are Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the best person Lord Narayana. You are the master of Marudas and you are the sun, the moon, air and the fire as well as the Marudganas. I offer my obeisances unto you. And the last prayer Ramchandra is giving.
Snapne pi nitya jagadamashesham Trishta jahanda Vibhura Prabeya Tradatvamega Srividho Vivinya Tam Tvam Nirsimham Sadadam Nadosmi.
I offer my obeisances unto Lord Narasimha Deva, who is the creator, the maintainer and destroyer of the entire universe. Although you perform all of these three acts simultaneously, you are completely beyond these activities. You are all pervading, unlimited Supreme Spirit. So he's like that, the Panchamrita Stuti is telling, praying this way, the best of Rakus, Lord Ramachandra, worship Lord Hari. At that time, the demigod showered a rain of flowers on the head of Lord Narasimha Deva. This is the best prayers called Panchamrita or five nectars compiled by Lord Rama himself. One who reads this will be liberated eternally. Hare Krishna. So that is actually Raghavena Kutam Sotram Panchamrita Manuktadam Padandiye Duja Varaha Tesham Swargastu Shashvadaha. One will get liberation actually. They can go back home, back to Godhead by doing the Panchamrita Stuti to Lord Narasimha Deva. Lord Narasimha Deva ki, Narasimha Deva Bhagavan ki. So like that, the Lord is so merciful that in self-manifested form, he is in the Hauvelam and different places actually. Narasimha Deva, even those who have gone to Vrindavan actually, Nandagram, you know, there is a deity of Narasimha Deva worshipped by Nanda Maharaj. Somebody must have gone, he's not gone, you can go next time. Near Nandagram only. So that time, Nanda Maharaj asked actually Gargamani, Gargamani, my son is becoming sick every now and then. Please tell me what, to whom I should pray. Then he said, you pray to Narasimha Deva. So then he made a deity and still the deity is there. Also today is also a wonderful day. The appearance of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. We know that there are four schools in the Vaishnava tradition. One of the school is Sri Sampradaya. So Ramanujacharya is only, from him only actually it is propagated, the Sri Sampradaya. So he born in this material world today and is Ramanuja. Ramanuja is Lakshmana himself. So Anandadeva himself. There are actually when he was in the womb of the mother, the Anandadeva appeared in front of the mother actually. Then she delivered actually the boy. There are so many wonderful things are there about Ramanujacharya. Even though he got married by force by his parents, but he given up for preaching actually the Krishna consciousness. So Sri Sampradaya is only very close to our Sampradaya, where Krishna or Narayana is only worshipped. No other demigods, there is no, you cannot see in the Srirangam, you cannot see anybody else's worship. So Ramanujacharya established actually the Vaishnavism,
And the very important thing actually is, even though he was a follower of the Yamanachacharya, he wanted to take actually the initiation mantra from his guru. He had different guru. So this guru actually was not giving the mantra to him tomorrow, day after tomorrow, come afterwards. But he was keep on going to him. Finally, one day he gave him the mantra. And he told him, I am giving you this mantra, but promise me, I am giving instruction. This mantra is actually only for Brahmanas, it is only for nobody else. You should not give it to everyone. Even if you disobey me, you will go to hell. Narak mein jayega. So then straight away he came to the top of the temple of Srirangam, on the terrace. He called everybody, come, I got a secret mantra today, I am going to distribute for everybody. Just like Mahaprabhu, he was not saying the patra, na patra, na patra. He was calling everybody and he was on the street, he was telling everybody, chant, chant, chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He refused to see the kings or big people. So we should follow the same patidanam, patita, those who cannot get the chance in villages and town. Go and distribute this Hare Krishna Mahamudra. Just like Ramanujacharya, he told everybody, Om Namo Narayanaya. Chant, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo, this secret mantra, you will all go back to Narayana, you will all go to Vaikuntha. So I am giving you this mantra. So everybody went and told his guru, hey, see your disciple, what he has done. You told it is secret and he has come. Just like when our Puranas show that actually the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is starting with Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu started giving. But the local Brahmana said, hey, you cannot do this. This is our mantra. You cannot give to everyone. Mahaprabhu said, is it your mantra? Yes, okay, I am obeying you. I am making this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have any objection? This is not the same mantra I am giving. So Mahaprabhu himself, Bhagavan himself changed and given. But he said, Guru called him and asked him, Ramanuja, hey, what is this? I told you know what is the consequence, I know. What will happen? I will go to Naraka. But all these thousands and lakhs of people, by taking this mantra, if they can go to Vaikuntha, for myself, one person going to Naraka, for them, I am ready. Hari Bol. Who will do that? So that is actually, he was propagating, actually, he was remained actually in the Srirangam. Still his samadhi is there, actually. One can see the body from that time, I think they opened on his Vyasapuja day or something. You can see the hand of, nothing has happened to that body, it's still like that. So Vaishnava's body, you can go and see. Just outside, you can see there is one temple is there for Ramanujacharya. So then Ramanujacharya, he was actually propagating Krishna consciousness. There are many stories actually he made actually. Even though they were the Lakshmi Narayana worshippers, Krishna consciousness, Ramanujacharya told everybody, chant the name Krishna. He was actually, even though in the Srirangam there is actually the Mahavishnu form lying down. There are three deities actually in the shore of Kaveri in Mysore and Srirangam and one more place is there. Adiranga, Mathiranga, Andiranga. So if you see the all three deities one day, you will be liberated. It is mentioned actually. But he was glorifying actually, he was singing always Ramanuja in front of the deity. Namaha Pankajana Bhaya. Namaha Pankaja Maline, Namaha Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangre. So, he was actually propagating the Divya Prabandham. Divya Prabandham actually is in Tamil. There are 4,000 slogans glorifying only Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is actually written by Alvars, the 12 Alvars. You must have heard about them, actually. they are born in different place and at last they are meeting together and preaching actually pure Krishna consciousness. So that 4,000 slogans are pure Krishna bhakti only. Those who can understand Tamil, somebody has translated also in English actually. Bhagavatam, pure Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was propagating and glorifying. And also Ramanujacharya was glorifying, even though the king Kulasekara Alvar, he was a king actually. Mugundamala Sotra. In the Prabhupada also written commentary on Mugundamala Sotra. Ramanujacharya was also propagating. It's a pure bhakti. Their pure bhakti is there. Prabhupada used to pick up actually. And he used to write commentary and he used to give it to us actually. What was his intention? To become pure devotees. So Ramanuja was also in the disciple succession and great Acharya. Still is being glorified. Still Sri Sampradaya is there. So let us all pray and Ramanuja Acharya. Let us get the Krishna Prema, Krishna Bhakti so that we can remain rest of our life in Krishna consciousness and enter into pure loving devotional service, which will definitely enable us to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Ramanujacharya ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Karandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.